You're listening to the audio production of An April Bride by Lenora Wirth, published by Zondervan and read by Christy Ragland.
Chapter 1. April showers bring May flowers. That old saying might hold true, but in this particular garden, spring had already arrived, and just in time for the big event. A wedding. Her wedding, to the man she'd loved since she was 5 years old. She and Marshall had met in kindergarten and gone all the way through school together and attended the same church. They'd been high school sweethearts who'd always planned to be married someday. So why was she so afraid today? Stella Carson loved April. It was the one month when the Louisiana heat and humidity seemed bearable, the one month when the whole landscape turned into a blaze of riotous color that rivaled any Monet painting. She loved spring, and the scent of the jasmine blossoms that covered the pergola her daddy had built in the backyard when she was only 3 years old. She loved the dazzle of the hot pink hibiscus bushes on her mother's back porch, and she especially loved the sassy salmon-colored azaleas that lined the white picket fence between the horse pasture and the front drive. Right now, she stood admiring her mother's prize hydrangeas. The big, blue, clustered blossoms would soon spill out of the old, hardy bushes that ran across the front porch line. She planned to have those colors in her wedding. Blues and mauves, lavenders and delicate pinks, just like the colors in this yard each spring. And hopefully some hydrangeas sprinkled here and there, even if they had to be ordered from a nursery. Across the old country road, the Mississippi River gurgled and whirled as it flowed out to the Gulf of Mexico. Wishing her worries could flow away with the river, Stella leaned over the second-floor railing of Flower Bend, the house she'd grown up in, and marveled at God's beauty. The old moss-draped live oaks swayed and creaked in the late afternoon wind. She could hear the squirrels quarreling and playing as they rushed over the gray, wrinkled bark, could hear the blue jays fussing at each other as they fluttered from tree to tree. Stella allowed the beauty of this old place to soothe her while she said yet another prayer, asking God to help her through the next month. She planned to get married at the church and have the reception here in the garden. She'd dreamed of this for most of her life. But this spring was both special and confusing. Her fiancé, Marshall, was coming home today, and Stella was so thankful. Her soldier boy was returning from the Middle East to marry her in 4 weeks. He'd been back stateside for a while now, and she'd only seen him once. He'd been in the hospital in Germany for a month, then in Maryland for over 2 months, recovering from injuries he'd received when an IED, a bomb, exploded near his Humvee. Stella thought back on that awful time, remembering how worried she'd been after Marshall's parents had called her with the bad news. She'd immediately wanted to go to him, but his parents had asked her to wait. They'd rushed to his side in Germany and called Stella to let her know the extent of his injuries. Marshall had been in a coma when he'd arrived at the hospital in Germany. When he arrived back in the United States, she'd visited him, but he'd been so groggy and disoriented, things didn't go very well. He didn't seem to know anyone, which only agitated him. So she'd come back home to wait and pray. When she'd finally been able to talk to him on the phone, he'd asked that she stay away, asked that she give him time to heal and adjust. They'd talked on the phone once or twice a week, but something about those conversations bothered Stella. Marsh, as she'd always called him, just didn't sound the same. When she'd asked him about the wedding, he'd been vague. "Should we postpone the wedding, Marsh? If you're not well enough..." "Keep the date, Stella," he'd said. "I'll be better by April, I promise." She'd waited. She'd prayed. She'd planned. Now he was coming home. And she was terrified. "Stella, where are you?" Stella whirled at the sound of her mother's sing-song voice. "Coming, Mama." Her wedge sandals tapped their way back into her bedroom. "I'm almost ready." Checking her reflection once more, she nervously smoothed her blue sundress and touched a hand to her dark blonde hair. What would he think when he saw her? Her mother, Joyce, stood at the open door and grinned, her hands on her hips. "Are you excited?" "I'm about to burst with pure joy," Stella admitted. "But I'm a little worried, too." "Worried? About what?" Her mother had dressed in her usual conservative manner in a white short-sleeved blouse and crisp beige linen pants. Stella finished
Sample complete. Ready to continue?